Hey everyone, it is Max, the founder of Zero Impact. I really love doing this podcast because it gives our most loyal followers a really intense and kind of very intimate update on what we're up to. And you'll notice it's been some time since an episode, and that's purely because I've just been so busy and focused on just the day-to-day of the business that it's been hard to take some time out. Even though I know it's really important to take time out, like you need to reflect. And you need to kind of keep track of your progress. But some really interesting developments over the last couple of months that I'm really excited to share finally in this format. So today will just be a quick run through of where we're at and some exciting stuff in the horizon. I think negotiation is one of the most important skills that you can have as an entrepreneur, but also in your everyday life. We negotiate for everything, whether it's where to go for dinner tonight or where to go for a drink or in business, how are you going to supply this product to XYZ, or how are you going to kind of get this product to a customer, or you're negotiating all manner of things. So basically it's a skill that you can use every day. But as an entrepreneur, I'm finding the last couple of weeks and months, it just putting that to like the absolute extreme of what I thought was even possible of myself, that essentially Zero Impact, it is a collection of different stakeholders and different groups and different interests who want something out of this. That is, you've got cafes who have waste coffee grounds that are being produced daily as they operate their business. So they have a motivation and interest to kind of get rid of those grounds. The moment it's costing them thousands of dollars a year to do so. So they're motivated and interest to kind of get a solution that's going to be cheaper for them and much more sustainable. So there's one party to negotiate with there. You've got coffee roasters as well, which are kind of the umbrella over cafes. They supply cafes with their coffee. You've got city councils who have an interest in easing congestion, in kind of managing waste at that larger city level. And they've got lots of challenges on their plate, especially in Melbourne, in inner city Melbourne, where the population is growing by three times by 2030. We're faced with an immense population boom here because Melbourne is a really great place to be. It's thriving. It's still one of the most livable cities in the world. So it's interesting you've got a couple of stakeholders here, not to mention manufacturers. Where are you going to get your product manufactured? How are you going to distribute your product? How are you going to market your product? Etc. So just a couple of players, and what's interesting is the last couple of weeks, we're now in December, is that a lot of this stuff is actually coming together for the first time, and it's been the motivation and interest of everything I'm doing to kind of demonstrate a minimum viable business model that this can be done. And I've been telling everyone it can be done, including our investors, our backers, our customers, everyone involved, that this can be done. So it's kind of the crunch time, and that means I need to negotiate all the kind of intricate details of manufacturing agreements, supply agreements, distribution, blah, 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 blah. And it's pretty intense, and I'll go more into detail about why that's intense as well. A really important thing and a lesson that I've learned amongst many is the importance of identifying what your principles are in a negotiation. What are your kind of line in the sand, I will never cross this, I will never violate this principle. Because in a negotiation, you're going to be tested in this regard, because you're going to have offers on the table or a certain setup that may compromise that. It may be the easier business decision. And I was once told it's very easy to make money. It's very hard to make money in the right way, in a sustainable way, in a way that doesn't harm and impact others. And that is definitely the case. If you wanted to make quick, easy money, then digging coal out the ground and shoving it in a power station and generating electricity is a bloody easy way to do it. Not to mention, you haven't really priced in the cost of carbon, the social cost of the health impacts of the pollution it's creating, or even the workers that are actually mining for that coal, not to mention climate change as well and all the impacts that has. So just an example there. Obviously, we're not in the industry of coal. We don't want to harm the environment. And it draws on our principles of zero impact, to actually have zero impact. And I've got a lot of questions from customers. We're starting to put some ads out there on Facebook and getting some feedback about what does zero impact actually mean? And it's a really great question. Zero impact means no harm to the environment, people, or communities. And it is tied to the triple bottom line in business, which is about profit, people, and the planet. That you have a business that looks after all three of these. It's not simply about as much profit to shareholders as possible, because that's just not the way business is going, and that's not what I'm passionate about as well. So I guess people ask about what does it mean? Is it for zero impact? And we want to tackle waste. We want to tackle climate change. We want to make a difference and demonstrate that this can be done and inspire the next kind of wave of entrepreneurs and leaders in clean energy and others to take action in their own life, whether that is starting a business, whether that is even just buying our product. You know, you're making a massive difference, improving the climate, getting stuff out of landfill, and also having a really great time as well. So this kind of really is important for any negotiating tactic going forward, that you can't compromise the values of the business and the values of me personally as a founder, which I think so much of me is in this business, that it's kind of, it's this blurry gray zone. I know a lot of founders go through the same thing, that in the early days, the business is basically a manifestation of them, which is not a bad thing. So yes, essentially, these kind of these principles were challenged in a sense, that we had a manufacturer and a supply of some of our input material for our product. So our product is made from coffee grounds, obviously, and timber residues, which is basically sawdust that would otherwise go to landfill. And it's been taking months and months to kind of find a supply, find a manufacturer, because there aren't that many in Melbourne or even Australia. But we came across one manufacturer the last couple months, and we're in these kind of extended talks for a really long time, which is really, really exciting, because they had the manufacturing capability, they had the supply, they had everything set up, and they had just the right machines for what we wanted to do. And we had a batch of product, we tested it, we ran it through the machines, and everything was looking really, really exciting. Up until a point where I kind of asked some questions about what else is inside this, and I was told that it was a non-toxic treatment. I'm like, okay, didn't think anything of it. But as it transpired, that non-toxic treatment was actually a glue that was part of their kind of manufacturing process of how they do business. And even if there's a contamination of, let's say, 1% of this glue inside the product, it basically is 1% too much of what should be in there, because the principles of zero impact is having zero impact, doing zero harm to people using the product. And having a glue inside there is not a good thing. You know, when you're burning that, it's going to release all kind of nasty emissions, and it just really violates what we're trying to do here. But as an entrepreneur, as someone just pushing for this, it was tempting just to say, let's go ahead and proceed. 1% is enough. But I assure you, and I will continue to assure you, that this is not the route we have taken. It is never the route we will take. We will always take the hard, more difficult road in the quest for a truly sustainable and safe product that actually has zero impact. And that's because what's the point of doing this business if you're not going to do it right? That is a key belief of myself and the team and everyone around me, that we want to do this right. Otherwise, we're no different to a coal company or coal power station or any other kind of bad business out there. And that's not the aspiration of what we're about. So it definitely was probably a really, really interesting decision point as an entrepreneur, but it is definitely the right decision. It is following your gut, doing what the right thing is, even though now I've got to find another manufacturer, got to find another supplier, got to go really back to the drawing board again to iron this out. But ultimately, it's the business that I'm in. It's what we want to do, and it's going to be how we're going to do business as well. So yeah, that is a tough learning for the last couple of weeks. That is a very brief overview of the last couple of weeks. If you have enjoyed, do subscribe, and we hope to hear from you next time. Thanks for listening, and goodbye.